The man who refuses to quit cannot be stopped. My name's Shawn Michael Crane. Welcome to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. Welcome back to the Unstoppable Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Shawn Michael Crane. We're down here at Wonder Mouse Studios. Shout out, Wonder Mouse. We're going to be crushing another episode today. I want to share with you about this past week. I just got back from a 5-6 day trip in Atlanta. What I did is I flew out there before an event I was speaking at. I spoke at Ken Jocelyn's Create event with some amazing people. We had Ed Milet, Amberly Lago, Vic Keller, Gary Brecka, Anthony Trucker. I mean, there were so many incredible speakers. And the event itself was the best event I've ever been to. Just the energy, the people, the connections. It was beautiful. It was amazing. And then for 2 days prior to the event, me and about 12 of my coaching clients in my Unstoppable coaching program had an Airbnb where we did a mastermind. And so we spent 2 days just connecting. A lot of us, it was the first time we met in person. So really just breaking down like the growth, the steps that we're taking, everything that these men are doing inside the coaching program to change their mindset, their habits, their relationships. We got to just peel back the layers and dive in even deeper. And there's something so powerful that takes place when you're in proximity to powerful people, when you're in proximity to people that are living at a higher level. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. It's who is your close circle? Like, who are the people that you're spending the most time with? One of the most important things you can do if you want to achieve at a higher level is consistently get around people that are going to push you to be better. Consistently get around people that are going to inspire you to push the limits in your own life. They're going to inspire you to go above and beyond in everything that you're doing. Because what happens is, let's say that we are living, you know, and we have just friends and colleagues and people that we're around all the time. We normalize their behavior. We normalize their results. And a lot of people just live in this comfort zone where things are just normalized. You know, nothing changes because there's no growth that's taking place. There's no growth that's required. And this is what happens to a lot of men as they maybe start their business or they get married and have kids. They kind of find this little comfort spot, this sweet spot where they just settle in life. What happens over time is those individuals, they start to lose that spark. They start to lose that feeling inside of them that at one point in their life was compelling them to move towards something better. You know, if we have goals, we set our sights on something beyond us in the future, it inspires us to take more action in our lives. And that's where fulfillment and positive energy stems from. It's growth. But then a lot of these individuals start to slow down. They start to stagnate, right? They're making a certain amount of money in their job. Their salary's fixed. They're married. They have kids. And suddenly they start to settle. And what happens is when you start to settle, your spirit starts to die. And that's a death sentence for you, okay? Just because you're 35 or 40, it doesn't mean that you're not already dead inside, right? You're going to exist for another 30 or 40 years, but how exciting and purpose-driven is your life going to be when you're just going through the motions? What I've found is that we constantly need to be in a growth mindset, facing fears, taking on new challenges, pushing ourselves beyond our limits if we want to feel that inspiration and we want to tap into that fulfillment on a day-to-day basis. And when you do, you are living a purpose-driven life. Because your purpose is becoming better, is achieving at a higher level, expanding your mindset, achieving greater results, and having more of an impact on those around you. So when that's your approach every day, you're excited, you're inspired, you don't want to sleep, you don't want to sabotage yourself, you don't want to waste time. Everything you're doing is moving you forward. And because of that, you're going to feel better about yourself and who you're becoming and the life that you're living. And so going to this event that Ken Jocelyn just threw, it was like a massive just burst of all these positive emotions and energy that I felt and all my clients felt. Just being around people who are highly successful, people who have transcended this mediocrity in society, people who talk about bigger things, people who talk about purpose, people who talk about fulfillment, people who talk about legacy. Like when you're around all those individuals and you hear them speak and you see the results they're having in their life, you are inspired to go above and beyond. You don't want to go back home and just settle. You start thinking differently about your life. And what it gets you to do, it gets you to challenge who you are and how you're living. And that's one of the best things that you can experience is to get around people who have better results than you, who are going to get you to challenge the way that you're living. Because if you're holding back, you know it. You get in those rooms with these high achievers and you feel it. You start thinking, damn, man, I could be doing more. Man, am I just holding back? Am I just settling? Am I just coasting? You start thinking about the way you're living. And that's such a good thing to do, because a lot of times people don't have that awareness, and years pass, decades pass, where they're just going through the motions and they're not changing. So I want to share some key takeaways from some of the speakers at Create. First of all, shout out Ken Jossen. You brought an amazing group of people, amazing speakers, amazing participants, your staff, everything about the event. It was flawless, man. And the energy, the impact that it had on people's lives, it's incredible. It's indescribable. So thank you, Ken. And thank you for giving me the chance to speak on your stage, man. You know, my goal was to bring my energy, bring my story, bring my my passion, and change lives. And I was able to do that. And so the other speakers that I saw that really stood out to me, I want to share a couple takeaways with you guys that I had from them. If any of you have heard of Les Brown, he's an OG speaker. He's one of like the originals, right? And he came and he spoke briefly backstage, and he shared something that I want to reiterate to you guys today. He was really talking about legacy and the impact that you have on people's lives. And this is an older man. I think he's in his 60s or 70s. He's been around. You know, he's had great accomplishments as a speaker. He's impacted thousands or potentially millions of people's lives through his teachings, through his speeches, through his initiative. And he said something that stuck with me, man. He said, this is the truth, and I want you guys to hear me out here. He said, most people, and some of you in this room right now, die at 25, but you don't get buried until much later on in life. And I thought that that was so profound, and it was such a good message because it's the truth. You know, a lot of people at some point in their lives, usually their early, mid-20s, they give up. They allow the pressure to settle that society imposes upon us. The pressure to hold back, the pressure to conform and fit in, stop them from going after their dreams in life. And so for the next X number of years, the next several decades, they just go through the motions. And that's a message that I'm always sharing with my audience, because I know that pain of thinking your life's over at such a young age. I know the pain of sitting in a jail cell at 23, thinking I was never going to get out. And then finding out that I would get out one day. And I literally felt like I died and came back to life. So I live and think and feel differently. Most people don't, though. Most people think they're never going to die. They live like they're going to exist forever. You might exist forever, but you're not going to live in this life forever. We don't know what happens after we die. You have beliefs, right? You have faith, but no one really knows because you've never been there. And that's the truth. And Mylett got on stage and he said the same thing. He said, your guys' problem is you think everyone else is going to die except you. And that's why you hold back. That's why you let fear and doubt stop you from taking action. That's why you play small. That's why you settle. That's why mediocrity is acceptable for you, because you don't think you're actually going to die. And the truth is, most people don't even realize what they're doing to themselves. They have just fallen into this conforming way where they blend in with society and they do what other people do and they go through their lives giving enough but not giving their all. And then they get to the end of their lives and they realize they could have given more. They could have tried harder. They never really embodied the person that they could have been, that individual that their heart is calling them to be, that potential that they possess within. They never tapped into it. And then they die. And that is something that drives me every day to take massive action. I'm not going to be that guy. I'm going to be the guy that if I have a chance on my deathbed to look back on my life, I'm going to cry tears of joy for the life that I lived and created, for the people's lives that I touched, for the impact I had on my family and my community, for the way that I lived as an example to show other people what's possible. So when I get in rooms with these big shots, these people who have acquired a growth mindset and acquired the results to prove it, guys like Ed Mylett, Les Brown, I mean, we had John Maxwell there, Gary Brecka. I love hearing their message because it just speaks to my heart and it just invigorates me. And I know that I'm on the right track, that I'm giving my all every day to do what they're describing doing to get to that stage, to get to that point in their life. But so many people aren't. And so a lot of people go to those events and they leave really inspired with a whole bunch of notes and things that they're going to do. And they go back home to their old environment, right, where there's small-minded people who are accepting mediocrity, their whole community, their family, everyone at work, and they start to conform again. And so here's the thing. If you want to live an exceptional life, you have to learn how to transcend that trap. The trap of society, the trap of your family, you know, the pressure to conform. You have to learn how to overcome it. That means you have to consistently be in rooms or in groups or masterminds with people who think bigger, people who take massive action, people who inspire you, people who you can look to that's going to compel you to push harder in your life. You got to go to these events, but you can't just leave these events inspired. You have to leave these events with a plan to change your life. And you have to start cutting out people who think small, people in your life who are going to hold you back. I'm not saying you're going to leave your family, but like how many of your friends or colleagues or people you talk to day to day are really inspiring you to push your life to the next level? How many people do you talk to every day that just get you thinking in ways that are going to challenge your beliefs, challenge the way that you're living your day, challenge, you know, what you're accepting in your life? So you need to know that proximity is power, and the people around you are either going to inspire you to be greater, right? Or they're going to persuade you to hold back. And most people's problem is they're around small-minded people who don't push themselves, who are okay with mediocrity, or they're not even aware of what they're doing, and they rub off on you. And they fool you and trick you to thinking that that's okay, that's acceptable, that's normal. It's not. You know, and so if you want to really do something amazing in your life, you're going to be ridiculed. People are going to talk shit about you. People are going to point at you and question what you're doing. People aren't going to understand you, especially the people closest to you. When you embark upon a journey to like transcend society and this mediocrity and really find out what you're made of and tap into that potential you possess, you're going to be ridiculed. People will misunderstand you. You will be talked about. People aren't going to like it. Your family members aren't going to agree with you or know why you're doing this. They're not going to be able to understand. Your friends, your wife, the people in your circle that are closest to you are going to have the most trouble understanding why you're changing. If you're lucky, you'll have support from your spouse. If you're lucky, you'll have some people close to you who have a growth mindset and you guys can feed off each other. But I'm just telling you, like, if you don't, you can't let that stop you. Because if you do let other people's opinions stop you, or you are getting your feelings hurt by people ridiculing you or questioning why you're changing, you're going to stop and you're going to go back to your old ways and you're going to stagnate because of that. So that's my message for you right now, is get around people who think bigger, who have greater results, emulate what they're doing, surround yourself with those individuals consistently. And by proximity, you're going to grow and you're going to start to normalize their behavior, their mindset, their habits. And guess what follows? Their results too. It's not going to happen overnight, but this is a key ingredient in the formula for success. And so if you're a young person just coming into your industry or your space, or you're somebody in your 30s or 40s and you know that you're not happy and you want more out of this life, one of the most important things to do is start surrounding yourself with people who are going to inspire you to be greater on a consistent basis. Thanks for checking out the episode. Please make sure to subscribe from whatever platform you're tuning in from to check out more content from Unstoppable Mindset in the future. I'd love it if you could leave a review as well, and make sure to share this episode with someone that can find value in this message. You can find me on all major social media platforms at Shawn Michael Crane, as well as on YouTube at Unstoppable Mindset, where I'm going to keep bringing you value and fire to serve you in your life.